It's unfortunate that really when you release an album, you've got to really, you're really compelled to play in the places where you're most successful and popular and you can play to the most people. Mm. Like a band like Iron Maiden will release an album and probably do Europe first. We've done that in the past. We've done that for a lot more years than they did. So yeah. We felt that probably we peaked, you know, it only made sense to go and do the sports arena in LA, you know, for 2 nights and then do Irvine Meadows and then do all, you know, all the big shows. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We've had pressures from different areas throughout our career to use different producers, you know, mm-hmm. because this band has never been successful on a single basis. We've never had successful singles, you know. Living After Midnight, Breaking the Law, another thing coming over here. But it was only sort of, it wasn't really a hit single. It was sort of well played on the radio.
Yeah.
And that was about it, really. We don't know what our future holds for us in America because we've been attacked not only by people like Ronald Reagan who was saying things like that. It's we've been attacked from so many different areas now. None of the radio stations play us at all now and stuff like that. Heavy metal is very much friend of mine. There's certain rock stations throughout the country that have only got small antennas and they only travel for about 10 miles and then it's hard to hear. They played us to death, but you know, yeah. I mean, their antenna only goes so far because they operate from Long Beach somewhere, you know, you do, but it's not big enough as far as we're concerned. I'll give you a typical example. We released the album, and what we actually did, we went to the radio station, just rock line throughout the country.
Yeah.
I forget what the radio station's called. It's a big radio station in Los Angeles somewhere. We went there with the new album, and they treated us fantastic. We'd been there before. We'd done rock line before. Uh-huh. And they were, everybody was up. We did a great interview. We did radio station ideas, which they send out. And everything was fantastic, you know. But the fucking radio station never played the record ever, you know, after we left. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we did this sort of the rock line where people phone in and they go, oh, we think, you know, Priest is a fantastic kick-ass rock band, this, that, and the other. But it has no effect on that particular station because they did not play any of the records that we made on that particular album. It's just one of those things, you know.